for you. All our sudden, he snapped his fingers. Then nothing. Happened 3 times, sent a chill right down the middle of my back.
2 nights ago, I asked. The wedding had only been last night.
I said 2 nights, didn't I?
Sheem said.
I've been making my way south ever since. I want a part of whatever is making blue fire in the night up there.
Sheem, really, blue fire?
I'm not some lying roux, spinning stories to scare you out of pennies, boy, he said, plainly irritated. I spend my life in these hells. Everyone knows that there's something out in the North Bluffs. There's a reason folks stay away from there.
Aren't there any farms out there? I asked.
There's no place to farm on the bluffs unless you're growing rocks, he said hotly. You think I don't know a candle or a campfire when I see one? It was blue, I tell you. Great billows all it.
He made an expansive gesture with his arms.
Like when you pour liquor on a fire.
I let it go, and turned the conversation elsewhere. Before too long, Sheen gave a deep sigh and got to his feet.
The pegs will have picked this place clean by now, he said,
picking up his walking stick and shaking it so the crude bell clanked loudly. Pigs came trotting up obediently from all directions.
Hello, birds,
he shouted.
Pegs, 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 come on, you counts.
I wrapped up the remains of the cooked pig in a piece of sackcloth, and Denner made a few trips with the water bottle and doused the fire. By the time we were finished, Sheem had his sounder in order. It was larger than I thought, more than 2 dozen full-grown sows, plus the young pigs and the boar with the grey bristling back. He gave a brief wave, and without any further word headed off, the bell on his walking stick clanking as he walked, and his pigs trailing in a loose mob behind him.
Well, that wasn't terribly subtle, Denner said.
I had to push him a bit, I said.
Superstitious folk don't like to talk about things they're afraid of. He was about to clam up, and I needed to know what he'd seen in the forest.
I could have got it out of him, she said.
More flies with honey and all that?
You probably could have, I admitted as I shouldered my travel sack and began to walk.
I thought you said you didn't speak, bumpkin. I've got a mimic's ear, she said, with an indifferent shrug. I pick up things like that pretty quickly.
Surprise the hell out of me, I spat. Damn, I'm going to be a whole span of days getting rid of that accent, like a piece of gristle in my teeth.
Denner was eyeing the surrounding landscape despondently. I guess we should get back to beating the bushes then. Find my patron and find you some answers.
No point, really, I said.
I know, but I can't give up without at least trying.
That's not what I mean.
Look. I pointed to where the pigs had rooted around in the dirt and leaves, going after some choice morsel. He's been letting his pigs graze all over. Even if there is a trail, we'd never find it. She drew a long breath and let it out in a tired sigh.
Oh, is there anything left in that bottle?
She asked wearily.
My head still aches.
I'm an idiot, I said, looking around. I wish you'd mentioned it was bothering you sooner. I walked over to a young birch tree, cut off several long strips of bark, and brought them back to her. The inside of the bark is a good painkiller.
You're a handy fellow to have around.
She peeled some off with a fingernail and put it in her mouth. She wrinkled her nose.
Bitter.
That's how you know it's real medicine, I said. If it tasted good, it would be candy.
Isn't that the way of the world? She said. We want the sweet things, but we need the unpleasant ones.
She smiled when she said it, but only with her mouth.
Speaking of, she said, how am I going to find my patron? I'm open to suggestions.
I have an idea, I said, shouldering my travel sack. But first, we have to head back up to the farm. There's something I need to take a second look at.
We made our way back to the top of Barrow Hill, and I saw how it had come by its name. Odd, irregular lumps rose and fell, despite the fact that there weren't any other rocks nearby. Now that I was looking for them, they were impossible to miss.
What is it you needed to look at? Denner said.
Realize that if you attempt to go inside the house, I might be forced to physically restrain you.
Look at the house, I said. Now look at the bluff that's sticking out of the trees behind it, I pointed. The rock around here is dark, and the stones of the house are grey.